I was originally from Michigan, from a relatively small town that was in the middle of corn and bean country in the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. And somewhere along the line, I got interested in plant biology, and that led me on to graduate training. And I did basic research on legumes, including alfalfa and some other things. I have had a couple of faculty appointments. My first faculty appointment was at Texas A&M University, and around about the end of 2000, I moved to Minnesota to be a department head there of a department of plant sciences, and was an interim dean in the analogous college there for a period of time, where I found out that I think I could do this job and really enjoy it. But I went back to being a department chair, and eventually Wisconsin came knocking on the door and said, you know, we're having this dean search and won't you apply? So I thought, well, I'll give it a try and see what happens, and look what happened. Here I am.
Now you come with a background with some pretty good land-grant university with ag programs here. What did they help you bring to the table at Wisconsin?
You know, the places that I've been have all had very comprehensive coverage of agriculture and also in life sciences, and so that's enabled me to see how they work together, including at both Texas A&M and the University of Minnesota. We also had a vet school and a med school, and I think that's one of the really attractive things about being at UW is we have such a spectrum of the life sciences. They strengthen each other. You get a lot of synergy out of the interactions, and it's something that was attractive to me to be here, that we had such comprehensive strengths. It bolsters what we do in agriculture, and I think we make a great impact on what they can do also.
One of the big challenges for land-grant universities right now is funding. I mean, you've got states that are in deep financial trouble and so on, U.S. government funding and so on. What is your best source of income looking forward for the university?
I think the best thing is to have a balanced approach. We have, like all universities of our sort, we have declining state funding. It's not just related to the economic downturn, but it was a trend that was started before then. However, the state support that we have is still very important to us. We have increasing support from tuition, and that makes us think all the more about our undergraduate teaching mission and how it's related to our research mission, what we can do uniquely. Extramural grant funding, like federal dollars, are very important, and philanthropy and also gifts and grants from industry are becoming more and more important all the time. So we have to have a balanced portfolio. So for someone in my position, that's something I'm thinking about all the time, and a lot of the energy goes in that direction.
What type of student, how has the student changed over the course of your career?
How have students changed over the course of my career? Well, I look back at what I did as a high school student coming into college and what our students do now, and I'm just amazed. I'm really humbled. The amount of preparation that they get through advanced placement courses and other opportunities, I think they come in a lot more sophisticated than a generation or so ago. The familiarity and comfort with computers and computational applications really positions them well for a lot of advanced study. I also think that students today expect to be more interdisciplinary, more integrative in their studies, that they're interested in combining different areas in unique ways that position them for really exciting careers. In my case, I think that we were more single-minded picking a major, and today I see many of our most successful students picking a major in a couple of certificate areas or double majors, or complementing their area of study with study abroad, so they're able to get some really diverse training.
Speaking of study abroad, of course, the University of Wisconsin has some great connections around the world, don't they?
We do. And it's something that I would like to see even more opportunities for our students to go abroad, and especially to get exposure to their areas of major training. It's wonderful to go abroad, learn language, and be exposed to different cultures. I think that's critical. But I think it's also important, for example, if they are studying agriculture or animal nutrition or research in a different area, to get some kind of exposure to how it happens in another country. And what the impact of what we do here is abroad.
In that same vein, do you see more and more foreign students looking to the University of Wisconsin for their ag backgrounds?
Yeah, I think at the graduate level, that's been the case for quite a long period of time. At the undergraduate level, we may see some modest increases in enrollment from students from abroad. I don't see a wholesale change in that area. I think it's great to be able to bring students in from abroad. It impacts our domestic students because, again, they get that exposure to how things work in another country, which is really good foundation for them as they enter a global marketplace. That exposure is so important as part of being a global citizen, but also preparing them for their careers.
How do you plan ahead? How do you know that 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, this is what the industry is going to be looking for? This is the type of person we need to graduate to fit into those needs?
Well, we need to consult a lot with industry about what their vision is. But we also need to think about what's new in the science, what's new in the fundamental disciplines, to be able to look ahead about what we need to do to prepare our students for entering the workplace. Right now, the college is gearing up for a major strategic visioning activity where we're going to be looking at the areas of emphasis, our priorities for the next decade or so. And part of this will involve looking at our academic programs, both at the undergraduate and graduate levels. We're also going to be looking at possibly starting some new programs in professional education or certificates that would attract new types of students that we haven't had before. So we need to be, and like other colleges as well, always looking ahead and always reevaluating and tuning that mission to make sure that we are targeted towards what's going to be needed in the future.
Your goals as dean of the college?
Oh, my goals. Well, this strategic visioning exercise that we're going through, a year from now, I want to be unveiling some new objectives and beginning to implement some of the plans that we have. Another goal that I have relates to our life sciences industries and making sure that we have a good connection with those industries, biotech industries in the state, and that we find areas of mutual interest that we can work together on. We have a great relationship with agricultural and also the food industries here in the state of Wisconsin and the surrounding areas, and I want to be a good steward of those relationships and extend them wherever we can.